8 months into this pandemic, the future of Boston's hospitality industry is still uncertain. And that uncertainty is weighing heavily on people like Marta McClung. McClung is a member of Unite Here Local 26, which represents hospitality workers. She worked in housekeeping at the Omni Parker House, and she fears that the job she was laid off from in the spring might not come back. That is exactly what happened this month to 260 workers at the Marriott Copley. We talked with Marta, who lives in Somerville, earlier today as part of our series Living Through Corona, and I began by asking her how she's doing this week.
It's good, but it's for now, I worry for my future because soon the employment is done, it's finished for a lot of people, for me and for my family. It affects for pay my bills, you know, pay the mortgage, or affect for my two daughters. I have a two daughter for support. My husband is sick, and I don't know what happened after the December. I don't know.
Marta, you said that unemployment could run out for you next month. How important have unemployment payments been for you in surviving financially since you were laid off last spring?
It's affected to be very bad because if I don't have an income coming, how I pay? Maybe I go to the street because the bank, no, it's help for us, you know, it's out because I don't have the money for pay any.
This might be hard, Marta, but can you take us back to the moment last spring when you were laid off? What went through your mind at the time? And how long did you think then that you would be out of work?
I think they're coming back, you know, soon because the hotel is closed.
Yeah.
But when the hotel is open, no business.
And so you thought, Marta, that you were going to go back to work quite quickly. You didn't expect it to be 7 or 8 months.
Never, no. Yeah, I think it's not only for me, for a lot of people.
How are you feeling now about the possibility of your job coming back? Do you think eventually your job at the hotel comes back?
No, I don't think. Omni Parker House, I don't think so. My job is coming back. If you know, help for us, you know, for recall for us, maybe for 2 years or when the business go up. But for now, I don't think.
So you think it could be like 2 years?
Yes. Yeah.
What will you do?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened in December, after the December. I don't know. And I worry.
I can understand that. You're the breadwinner at home, and you have two daughters. Do they know how worried you are? Are you talking to them about this, or are you kind of trying to shelter them from the weight of this?
No. I talk to my daughter because this is reality life. I talk. I'm sleeping absolutely nothing and thinking how I pay the bill, how I pay the money, how I buy food, because everything is expensive now. But after the December, honestly, I don't know.
Have you found any local programs that can support or help you with things like rent, food, utilities?
No. I apply for food stamp because this is I need it for my daughter. But this is temporary too, you know?
Are you looking for other work?
Yes, I apply, but now maybe for my age, you know, it's very difficult for find the other job.
You've spent so much of your career in hospitality. You were a part of the now famous Hyatt 100 over a decade ago. That was a group of 98 housekeepers who were fired in 2009 by the Hyatt company and then replaced with temporary workers.
Yes.
Do you feel like your industry has taken you for granted and doesn't respect what you've done, you know, for your hotels over the years?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because if it is in 2009, Hyatt stayed for us and put out the job, I'm scared. It's the same thing, you know, the situation for the pandemic. The company may be, you know, same thing, fire for us and hire more people, you know, deep for no benefit.
So you're both worried that the hotels will put new temporary workers in who are less expensive, essentially, to pay, and that when unemployment runs out next month, you don't know what you're going to do. So to that point, Marta, Local 26 has been pushing for a bill at the state level that would mean that laid-off hotel workers could be hired back if the job is brought back. It would give priority. Are you hopeful that that can get passed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do you try to work in the hotel industry in the meantime, or do you try to find a job in a different industry, given everything you've experienced?
I try, yeah. I like hotel, you know. I like working in a hotel because this is my experience. But if you have other opportunities, looking, you know, for different jobs, because now the hotel is the business has gone down.
And what do you need most from your community right now, Marta? What do you need most from other people?
Our community and the other people, you know, push from our hotel, you know. They give it, they give them the working back, and they come in the community, you know, everybody together, because the community sometimes help for us, you know, maybe looking for other job or maybe support for donation. I don't know. But that's why I wanted my job back.
So push for hotel workers to get their jobs back.
Yeah.
And Marta, how are you going to observe Thanksgiving? What do you do for Thanksgiving this week?
The Thanksgiving this week, I don't plan absolutely nothing because I need buy food this week because I don't have nothing. And I don't celebrate because I stay here in the house. That's my plan, buy something and stay in the house because I can't spend money, you know?
That's Marta McClung. She's a housekeeper for Omni Parker House. Marta, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Jamie Bologna, Zoe Mitchell, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Walter Wuthman. Our engineer today is Marquise Neal. Our executive producer, Hitesh Hathi. And I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.